所有无非是接受，愿是恩所赐在我心之后，所以不自夸也不自尊，我是一个罪人，蒙主恩，我是个罪人，蒙主恩，我是个罪人，蒙主恩，这是我身份，荣耀归给神，我是个罪人，蒙主恩，从前我愚昧，罪恶辖我心，是我的脚步完全远离神，几杯酒寻回能不欢喜，现今是个罪人，蒙主恩，我是个罪人，蒙主恩，我是个罪人，蒙主恩，这是我身份，荣耀归给神，我是个罪人，蒙主恩。流泪有何用，哭泣有何效，若非思念你灭亡真的好，欠我一个罪不敢轻生，现今是个罪人，蒙主恩，我是个罪人，蒙主恩，我是个罪人，蒙主恩，这是我身份，荣耀归给神，我是个罪人，蒙主恩，我爱我救主，心中能欢腾，我怎么爱人不能不说明，让我的说明有尽声音，我是一个罪人，蒙主恩，我是个罪人，蒙主恩，我是个罪人，蒙主恩，这是我身份，荣耀归给神，我是个罪人，蒙主恩，
这我是个罪人，蒙主恩。
Yes, I'm only a sinner saved by grace.
这是我的身份，荣耀归给神。
And this is my story and glory to my God.
弟兄姐妹，我们都是蒙恩的罪人。
Brothers and sisters, we're all sinners saved by His grace.
但是何等的恩典临到我们的身上。
And what a grace has come upon us.
今天我们能够一同来到神的面前。
That we can now come into His presence together.
保罗说他是罪人中的罪魁。
Paul referred to himself as the worst of sinners.
然而他蒙了怜悯。
Yet he still received this grace.
提摩太前书和后书是保罗最后所写的两卷书信。
The first and second Timothy were written by Paul before his end.
大概在主后6465年，他从监狱里面已经释放出来。
And he was released from prison in about 64-65 AD.
那最后一段的日子。
That was during his last days.
他在马其顿。
He was in Macedonia.
我们知道提摩太那个时候是在以弗所服事。
We knew Timothy was serving in the church of Ephesus at the time.
那因为提摩太他年纪还轻。
And because Timothy was still quite young.
那另外呢，在提摩太他们遇见了许多的异端。
And also where he served, he encountered a lot of false teaching.
所以保罗他写了提摩太前书。
Therefore, Paul wrote the first Timothy to him.
他在那里有嘱咐，有命令。
And he instructed him, he commanded him in the letter.
早间我们在这里和弟兄姐妹一起分享命令的总归就是爱。
And this morning we'd like to share with you the goal of the commandment is love.
我们一起来读提前第一章第五节。
Let us read together 1 Timothy chapter 1 verse 5.
但命令的总归就是爱， 这爱是从清洁的心、无愧的良心、无为的信心生出来的。
The goal of this command is love, which comes from a pure heart and a good conscience and a sincere faith.
命令的总归就是爱。
The goal of the command is love.
讲到说，所有命令它有一个终极的目的。
Every commandment has its ultimate purpose.
那是爱，是一个神圣的爱。
Which is love, a divine love.
那这个爱呢，是从清洁的心、无愧的良心、无为的信心所生出来的。
And this love comes from a pure heart, a good conscience, and a sincere faith.
所以我们从两个方面我们一起来认识什么叫做命令的总归就是爱。
Therefore, we'd like to go further to understand what it really means, the command of the goal of the command is love from two aspects.
首先要认识到这个终极的目的。
First, we need to know the ultimate goal of this commandment.
在这里我们看见它有命令，它有嘱咐。
Here, God has instruction, God has a commandment.
提摩太前书是写给提摩太的。
The first Timothy was written to Timothy.
实在也是写给我们每一位神儿女的。
As well as every child of God.
那讲到说，命令的终极目的，它是爱。
And here says the goal of this command is love.
今天我们父母有的时候我们会给孩子们一些的命令，一些的要求。
And parents will always give children instructions or requirements.
但是我们都知道是因为爱他们。
Those were given because they love them.
我们东区会所后面有一个巷子住着好些的流浪者。
The alley in the back of Pomona Church has a lot of homeless people.
那不止一次他们因为生火然后整个帐篷烧起来了。
And more than one time the tent was on fire.
那我们想说在那里夏天是这么热。
And in the summer it is very hot.
那冬天又这么的冷。
In the winter it is very cold.
那环境是很不容易的。
And it is not a very ideal living environment.
每一个礼拜警察来一次请他们离开然后打扫一下。
And the police will come once a week to ask them to leave and clean the street.
那打扫完了他们又回来。
And after the police is gone, they will always return.
我们问警察说不是有很多能够让他们居住的地方现在大家都想怎么帮助他们。
And so we question policemen, don't we have a lot of nice shelters for homeless?
警察说是有啊，但是他们不愿意去。
The police replied by saying, yes, we do have a lot of good places for them, but they refuse to come.
因为那些地方都有一些的规定。
Because each shelter has its own rule.
比方说你不能带毒品进去。
For example, cannot bring your own drug there.
那他们不愿意受这些约束。
And a lot of homeless do not like to be restricted like that.
其实我们知道这些规定也是为着爱他们的。
But on the other hand, you know these rules are meant well.
但是很多时候人他不认识。
But because men do not understand that.
或者有很多的误解。
Or they misunderstand that.
神在这边告诉我们，命令的总归是爱。
And God's telling us the goal of this command is love.
我们看见当保罗他认识到。以弗所的教会有好多的异端，好多的传别样的福音的。
And Paul realized there are many false doctrine taught in the church of Ephesus.
那保罗告诉提摩太说，我往马其顿去的时候，曾劝你住在以弗所。
So he said, I urge you when I went into Macedonia, stay here in Ephesus.
他说好嘱咐那几个人不可传异教。
So that you may command certain men not to teach false doctrines.
不可以传别的教义。
And do not teach anything outside the right doctrine.
不可以听从荒谬无凭的话语和无穷的家谱。
And do not devote themselves to myths or endless genealogies.
所以有好多事情只是增加许多的纷扰，产生一些的辩论。
Because all these things just promote controversies.
但是呢，不发明神在信上所立的章程。
Rather than God's work, which is done by faith.
也就是说，在神他所要做的工作，在信仰的建造，在各个方面呢，其实他是没有帮助的。
Which means all these false teaching, genealogy, and myth have no goodness or no benefit to the work of God.
保罗在这里嘱咐。
So Paul instructed Timothy.
保罗也有许多的命令。
Also he commanded Timothy many ways.
他到了第十八节说，我儿提摩太啊。
So when it comes to chapter 1 verse 18, it says, Timothy, my son.
我照从前指着你的预言，将这命令交托你。
I give you this instruction in keeping with the prophecies once made about you.
叫你可以因此打那美好的仗。
So that by following them, you may fight the good fight.
保罗到提后，他讲到那美好的仗他已经打过了。
And in 2 Timothy, Paul says, I have fought the good fight.
那现在呢，他嘱咐，他命令交托给提摩太。
And then he entrusted Timothy to continue to fight the good fight.
你要打那美好的仗。
Timothy, you had to fight the good fight.
他要把这个棒子要能够传递下去。
Because Paul was passing the baton to Timothy.
弟兄姐妹，属灵的传承何等的重要。
It is so important to pass the spiritual baton to the next generation.
有好多的时候，我们看见一代一代的，不知道到了哪一个阶段，那个棒子结果掉了。
And many times you witness how the baton was lost in certain generation of church.
有好多属灵的认识，属灵的实际，一下子就失去了。
So like suddenly we lost the spiritual reality or the spiritual inheritance.
有很多剩下外面的组织，一些的架构。
The outward structure, the organization remains.
但是那属灵的实际没有传递下去。
But the spiritual reality or inheritance was not passed on.
保罗他打了这美好的仗。
Paul said he has fought the good fight.
那今天这个属灵的传承，这个棒子要交托给提摩太。
And he was ready to pass the baton to Timothy.
所以他在那里嘱咐，他在那里命令。
Therefore, he was instructing him and commending him.
因为他知道外面现在遇到的环境何等的险恶。
He knew clearly how dreadful the environment was.
那提摩太他还年轻
，and Timothy was still young in his service.
他需要有许多的教导
，he needs to be taught.
他需要鼓励他，激励他
，and he needs to be encouraged.
让他勇敢的来面对这个环境
，so that he can boldly face that difficult environment.
那这个命令是爱的命令
，and the goal of the command from Paul is love.
那为着把这属灵的那一份、那一个职责、那个领受能够传递。
In order to pass the responsibility to Timothy.
弟兄姐妹，我们看见这一个爱的嘱咐，爱的命令。
Oh, dear brothers and sisters, you see this command of love.
那不只传递给提摩太。
It was not only passed to Timothy.
今天也要传递给我们。
But also to us.
当我们每一次从主的话里面来领受。
Every time when we receive words from the Lord.
我们知道这些命令是爱的命令。
We know clearly these words are commands of love.
今天在末后的时代。
And we are living in the end days.
我们也遇到好多的征战。
We also encounter many spiritual battles.
各样的异端，各样的邪说。
There are all kinds of false teachings around.
仇敌用各样的方式在那里引诱。
And our enemies try every way to lure us.
今天我们求主向我们发出命令。
So we're asking the Lord, we plead to him, command us, Lord.
我们从主领受爱的命令。
Command us, give us the command of love.
叫我们能够起来打那美好的仗。
So that we can also rise up and fight the good fight.
在提前一章第八节，他说：“我们知道律法原是好的。”
1 Timothy chapter 1 verse 8 says, "We know that the law is good."
只要人用得合宜。
If one uses properly.
所以我们看见神把律法颁布下来。
Therefore, we understand when God gave us the commandments.
律法是爱的律法。
And its purpose is love.
在罗马书七章十二节说：“律法是神圣的。”诫命也是神圣、公义、美善的。
And his commandments are holy, righteous, and good.
当人看见律法，他有好多的结果，就是你如果犯了律法，你要受怎么样的审判和刑罚。
And from man's perspective, that law is strict. If you violate one, you violate all.
所以很多人他不喜欢这些律法的要求，这些约束。
Therefore, we don't like the requirements of law.
那刚刚我们讲到说，是的，他们不明白有一些的规定呢，其实是为着爱他们的。
As we said earlier, a lot of times all these requirements are based upon love.
所以人不喜欢有律法，不喜欢受约束。
We don't like to have laws. We don't like to be restricted.
那现在我们也知道，很多人不喜欢那些要来约束你的这些人。
Also, we don't like those people who try to restrict us.
但是我们如果真的认识神颁布律法，
But if we truly understand when God gave us the commandment,
这是爱的律法，
And those are the commandments out of His love.
律法是圣洁的，
It is holy,
是公义的，
It is righteous,
是美善的，
It is good.
但是律法是叫我们知罪。
Yet the law also brings us to our sin.
它有一个目的是要把人带到神的面前。
And its purpose to bring people to God.
所以我们看见在罗马书十三章第九节。
Therefore, Romans chapter 13, verse 9.
他说像那不可奸淫、不可杀人、不可偷盗、不可贪婪，或有别的诫命，都包括在爱人如己这一句话之内了。
It says the commandments.Do not commit adultery, do not murder, do not steal, do not covet, and whatever other commandment there may be, are summed up in this one rule, love your neighbor as yourself.
爱是不加害与人的。
Love does not harm its neighbor.
所以爱就完全的律法。
Therefore, love is the fulfillment of the law.
我们以为律法好像是一些审判，一些要求。
In our mind, law is just a bunch of requirements.
但是神的话告诉我们，爱完全的律法。
But God tells us here,Love is the fulfillment of His law.
今天爱人，你不会加害于人。
When you love someone, you won't harm that person.
所以所有这些律法的要求。
Therefore, all these commandments.
所以奸淫啊、偷盗啊、杀害啊、贪婪啊。
About adultery, murder, steal, covet.
有真实的爱，今天能够超越这一切。
Only true love can surpass these things.
所以全律法包括在爱人如己这一句话之内了。
Therefore, summed up in one rule, all these commandments are love your neighbor as yourself.
所以保罗在这边说，你们知道律法原是好的。
Therefore, Paul says, we know the law is good.
那今天我们不是活在旧约的那个律法的里面。
We do not live under the requirement of the Old Testament law now.
但是我们知道主他带我们进入新约子民，有一个更高天国子民的那一个律例典章。
Yet we people of the New Testament, we are subject to a higher standard, that is standards of the heavenly kingdom.
旧约的律法颁布给以色列人。
The Old Testament were given to Israelites.
他们想要去遵守。
They try to comply with all.
但是没有一个人因行律法能够被神称义的。
Yet no single person can be justified by complying with God's law.
没有一个人做得到。
No one could comply.
但是呢，今天主把一个更高的律法，他。赐给我们。
Now our Lord has given to us an even higher standard.
旧约是不可杀人。
In the Old Testament says, do not murder.
但是到了新约，主告诉我们说，恨人的就是杀人。
Yet in the New Testament, the Lord says, if you hate someone, you are murdering him.
这个高是高的太多了。
And this jump is very high.
那但是今天主是把一个新的生命赐给我们。
But when he asked for this, because he has given to us a new life.
哦，这个生命今天在我们的里面，能够叫我们活出基督来。
And this life enables us to live out Christ.
那这个生命所彰显出来的，远远超过律法的要求。
And manifests a life that surpasses the requirement of all God's law.
所有的律法归结在爱的里面。
If you sum up all the commandments, there's only one rule, love.
爱就完全的律法。
And love is the fulfillment of the law.
那今天讲到新约的这个律例典章。
Therefore, the laws in the New Testament,
在这个爱的里面，主叫我们能够把它活出来，彰显出来。
We are able to live out through God's love.
所以我们看见在约翰福音从第十三章，主在那边告诉门徒很重要的一段话。
And therefore we see the Lord says something very important to his disciples in John 13.
主说，我赐给你们一条新的命令。
The Lord says, a new command I give you.
那这个命令是什么呢？
What is that?
是叫你们彼此相爱。
Love one another.
弟兄姐妹，我们看见主讲了好多次，讲到命令。
And many times the Lord gave them commands.
那一段话 是他离世之前最重要的一段话。
And John 13 is the passage he gave before he departed from the world.
但是好像你没有看见主嘱咐这个，主交代那一个。
And you don't see he say anything else.
他讲那一个新的命令。
The one new command.
就是要彼此相爱。
Which is to love one another.
弟兄姐妹，这一个命令。
This command.
我们知道它是一个爱的命令。
It's a command of love.
它包括了所有旧约在新约主要完成它的工作。
That encompasses all the work in the Old Testament and the New Testament.
律法的总归是在讲到爱的里面。
And the ultimate purpose of law is love.
命令的终极目的是在于爱。
The ultimate goal of all the commitment is love.
约翰一书第三章二十三节
First John chapter 3 verse 23 says
他说神的命令就是叫我们信他儿子耶稣基督的名
And this is God's command to believe in the name of his son Jesus Christ
且照他所赐给我们的命令彼此相爱
And to love one another as he commanded us
我们相信神儿子耶稣基督的名。
We do believe in the name of the Son of God, Jesus Christ.
我们能够蒙恩，我们能够得救。
We are blessed and we are saved as a result.
照着我们天然的人，没有一个人能够行出律法来的。
According to our natural life, no one can comply fully God's law.
主耶稣他来了。
But only when Jesus came.
他不但行全了律法，他远远超过了律法的要求。
Not only he was able to fulfill God's commands, but also surpassed God's commands.
他是完全圣洁，他是没有罪的。
He was absolutely holy and without sin.
他能够满足父神所有公义的要求。
So he satisfied fully God's requirements of righteousness.
他在十字架为我们付了赎价。
And on the cross, he paid the ransom for all.
哦，今天我们得蒙救赎，过犯得以赦免。
Now we have been redeemed and our sins have been forgiven.
我们得着永远的生命。
And we have received his everlasting life.
就是耶稣基督那个超凡美丽的生命。
That is the life of Jesus Christ, which is beautiful and supreme.
他下面告诉我们，这样子我们能够遵守主给我们这个新的命令。
And that is how we are able to comply with his new command.
叫我们能够彼此相爱。
Which is to love one another.
弟兄姐妹，这个爱是从神来的。
Dear brothers and sisters, this love comes from God.
是圣灵将基督的爱浇灌在我们的里面。
It is poured into our heart through the Holy Spirit.
今天我们能够真实的彼此相爱。
Therefore, we can truly love one another.
那这个爱从我们身上彰显出来。
And this love is manifested through us.
叫我们真知道所有命令它终极的目的就是爱。
Therefore, we realize the ultimate goal of all commands is love.
感谢主，今天我们从主来领受他给我们的嘱咐，他给我们的命令。
Praise the Lord, we are now receiving the instruction and command from the Lord.
我们也更多愿意把自己交在他的手里。
And we can entrust ourselves even more in his hands.
因为这是爱的命令。
Because this is a commitment of love.
那他讲到说，这个爱呢，是从清洁的心和无愧的良心、无为的信心生出来的。
And Paul says, this love comes from a pure heart, a good conscience,And a sincere faith.
这个爱是神圣的爱。
And this love is a divine love.
今天在我们的身上，我们说这个爱怎么样让它属灵的实际能够显现出来。
And you will say, how do I let this love be realized on me?
他讲到清洁的心。
Here says, it's from a pure heart.
中文在这边讲清洁的心。
Here says in Chinese, a clean heart.
那它实际的意思是一个单纯的心。
To be more accurate, it's a pure heart.
就讲到我们除了主以外，我们没有所爱的。
Which means, aside from the Lord, we have no other love.
我们心里面如果有这一个单纯的心。
If we have a pure heart like that.
我们会让神的旨意在一切上，它是居首位的。
And then we'll put God's purpose as the highest priority.
他讲到无愧的良心。
He also talks about this love comes from a good conscience.
是说到一个好的是非之心。
It's a good conscience.
圣灵感动我们的良心。
A lot of times, Holy Spirit moves in our conscience.
那我们会让主在我们的里面，他能够居首位。
So that He will be the Lord in our heart.
他讲到无为的信心。
Also from a sincere faith.
无为的信心是讲到没有虚假的信心。
A sincere faith means there's no fakeness in our faith.
是一个我们真诚的相信、接受我们的主。
It's a true belief in our heart.
单单的依靠他。
Solely relies on him.
真诚的信靠他。
Sincerely trust him.
这个爱是神圣的爱。
Therefore, this love is a divine love.
是从清洁的心、无愧的良心、无为的信心生出来的。
From a pure heart, a good conscience, and a sincere faith.
我们看见什么是清洁的心？
So what is a pure heart?
在马太福音第五章八节讲到清心的人有福了。
Matthew chapter 5 verse 8 says, Blessed are the one who is pure in heart.
他们必得见神。
For they will see God.
那这一个福今天是为着我们每一位神儿女的。
And this blessing is for all of us.
今天我们和神中间是不是常常有那些的间隔？
Do you feel there's hindrance between God and us?
很多时候我们觉得好像看不到神。
It's like you cannot see God.
好像摸不着神。
You cannot feel him.
常常是因为我们没有一个单纯的心。
Many times it may be because our hearts are not pure.
所以清洁的心，刚刚讲到中文说清洁的心，它原来的意思是一个单纯的心。
The Chinese translation says it's a clean heart, which means a pure heart.
诗篇七十三篇第一节。
Psalm 73 verse 1 says,
这是亚撒的诗。
This is written by Asa.
他说神实在恩待以色列那些清心的人。
Surely God is good to Israel, to those who are pure in heart.
讲到那些心里单纯的人。
So here's referring to people who are pure in their heart.
他们也遇到了许多的患难。
They have troubles.
他们也曾经好像他们里面的心受到了很大的一些的试炼。
And their hearts went through severe trials.
啊，看见很多的恶人，他们得势，他们好像没有受到什么样的惩罚。
And they saw all the evil people seem to be doing great without being punished.
啊，但是诗人他讲到说，神怎样将他带入了圣所。
But then he continued by saying how the Lord brought him into his holy place.
他遇见了神。
Where he met the Lord.
他整个的眼光，他的看法完全不一样了。
His perspective was elevated and changed.
这篇诗篇他让我们知道到底什么才是清心的人。
And in this psalm, it really describes for us what is a pure heart.
那里面的那个单纯。
And that pureness.
我们读一下七十三篇二十五节和二十六节。
Let's read Psalm 73, verse 25.
除你以外，在天上我有谁呢？除你以外，在地上我也没有所爱慕的。
Whom have I in heaven but you? And earth has nothing I desire besides you.
我肉体和我的心肠衰残，但神是我心里的力量，又是我的福分，直到永远。
My flesh and my heart may fail, but God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever.
啊，这一两节经节让我们认识到什么是单纯的心。
And these two verses explain to us what a pure heart is about.
除你以外，在天上我有谁呢？
Which is, whom have I in heaven besides you?
除你以外，在地上我也没有所爱慕的。
And earth has nothing I desire besides you.
只有主是我们的一切。
Only the Lord is everything to us.
唯有他是我们所要。
Only he is the one that I want.
唯有他是我们的满足。
Only he is our true satisfaction.
这样的一个心是单纯的心。
And that is a pure heart.
哦，清心的人有福了。
Well, blessed are the ones who are pure in heart.
他们能够得见神。
Because they will see God.
那这些有单纯的心是何等的有福。
And they are so blessed to have a pure heart.
就算外面我们的肉体，我们的心肠好像衰残。
Yes, our flesh and our heart may fail.
但是神是我们心里的力量。
But then God is the strength in our heart.
是我们的福分。
And our portion.
是一直到永远的。
Forever. world.
是超越我们世微的环境。
That surpasses our environment.
超越我们肉身的软弱。
Or the weakness in our body.
哦，弟兄姐妹，求主赐给我们这样一个单纯的心。
Oh, may the Lord give us a pure heart just like that.
单单的来到主面前。
Just come to Him simply.
那么单纯的，我们要主。
And only want the Lord.
除主以外，所有其他的一切好像都不能真正的满足我们。
Because outside the Lord, nothing can truly satisfy us.
在主以外，所有的事物次第变色成朦胧。
All the things outside my Lord will gradually lose its color.
他讲到无愧的良心。
And also he talks about this love comes from a good conscience.
在罗马书，他特别用是非之心来说到这个良心。
And a conscience that can determine right from wrong.
我们读到约翰福音第八章，我们看见在那个时候呢，有一个在犯行淫，正在犯行淫中的一个妇人，被人家带到主的面前。
In John chapter 8, we saw that a woman was caught in her very act of committing adultery, and she was brought to Jesus.
照着摩西的律法，应该是用石头来打死他的。
And according to the law of Moses, she should be stoned to death.
所以他们一面也是试探主。
And on one way, they were trying to tempt the Lord.
那这些犹太人觉得他们远远的比这个犯奸淫的妇人要好的太多了。
And those Jews who caught her thought themselves were much better than that woman.
他们要拿石头把她打死。
They were ready to stone her to death.
主耶稣他在那里画字。
Yet, what did Jesus do? He was marking on the ground.
那他们不住地问他。
And they kept on asking him.
主耶稣就直起腰来对他们说。
So he straightened up and said to them,
你们中间谁是没有罪的，谁就可以先拿石头打他。
If any one of you is without sin, let him be the first to throw a stone at her.
当主在讲这句话之前，
Before Jesus said this,
那所有这些犹太人呢，他们里面是那么的有把握，我们是没有罪的。那一个犯淫乱的，他是有罪的。
All the Jews in the surrounding were very confident that we were without sin. She was the sinner.
所以我们有这样的一个律法，好像站在我们这边，我们应该用石头把他打死的。
We had the full support of the law of Moses. We have every right to stone her.
但是主的话带着一个何等的能力。
Yet, there's such a power in the words of the Lord.
带着一个属天的光线。
And with the light from above.
很奇妙。
Very marvelously.
当主就问他们说，你们中间谁是没有罪的？
Because when after Jesus asked, if any one of you is without sin,
谁是没有罪的，可以先拿石头打他。
Let him be the first one to throw a stone at her.
那这些人听见了。
And again,When they heard this,
中文呢就讲说从老到少一个一个都出去了。
The Chinese version says they left one by one from the oldest to the youngest.
在原文它有很重要的一句话。
Yeah, in the original context, there's one more important sentence.
他们听到了主对他们所说的话。
And hearing this,
那其实这是一个很大的挑战。
And that was a surely great challenge.
你们中间谁是没有罪的？
If you are without sin,
当这个光照在他们的里面，
And their light shines within their hearts.
他们的良心受了责备，
And their conscience convicted.
良心受了责备，
And their conscience was convicted.
没有一个人敢拿起石头来打，
And no one dared to pick the stone and throw at her.
从老到少一个一个出去了，
And one by one, from the old to the young, they all left.
只剩下耶稣一人，还有那个妇人站在当中。
Jesus remained and that woman.
弟兄姐妹，这是良心的功用。
Dear brothers and sisters, that is the function of our conscience.
那今天神把一个良心放在我们的里面。
Now God has in place us a conscience.
保罗他特别在这里告诉提摩太。
So Paul told Timothy.
那这一个爱，他是从有一个叫做无愧的良心。
This love is from a good conscience.
啊，这个良心呢，它是能够有一个好的发挥它的功用的。
Mean a conscience that's in good working order.
是没有亏欠的。
It's without blemish.
那其实我想每一位神的儿女，我们从好多好多接触到的事情，我们自己知道良心的感觉。
And we all are quite experienced how that feels in our conscience.
在我们家孩子小的时候，有一次我带三个女儿去餐厅。
And when our kids were little, we went to a restaurant at one time.
它上面写的12岁以下呢是儿童特价。
And the pricing scale clear says if you are 12 and under, it's half price.
那我们先付钱。
And we have to pay in advance.
那个店员呢，他看我们家小孩个子都挺小的。
And because our children are pretty much, they're all petite.
说他们都是儿童。
So the waitress says, are they all children 12 and under?
我说对。
I said yes.
然后就付钱了。
So I paid accordingly.
我们就坐下来准备吃饭了。
So we sat down and ready to eat.
我们家老大他跟我说。
And suddenly my oldest daughter said to me.
说爸爸我已经13岁了。
Daddy, I am already 13.
你说我那个时候就在犹豫了。
So I hesitated.
我知道。他已经超过十二岁了。
I knew clearly she was older than 12.
所以当人家问的时候呢，我们的良心自己在那里想办法说服他。
And when people question about her age, I try to convince myself within my heart.
他刚超过没有太久，他个子还小。
She's still little. She just had her 13th birthday.
但是我们的孩子其实他们是很注意的。
And but our children pay close attention to us.
你说他十二岁以下。
And you say.Because we say she was under 12.
然后她可以有一点折扣。
And so that she can enjoy a certain price discount.
但是孩子他的良心其实是很单纯的。
Yeah, children have a very pure heart.
那所以呢，当他说不对呀，我现在已经13岁了。
So when she correct me, says, no, Dad, I'm 13 already.
所以我在那一刹那有一点挣扎，就是说，你真的13岁了吗？
In that short instance, I was like struggling, said, really, are you 13?
好像用另外一个要来遮盖。你明明知道你良心其实你是做了一件违背的事情。
It's like I use this pretended reaction to cover the conviction in my conscience.
后来真的我们良心有亏欠。
Yes, there is conviction in our conscience.
有很多属灵的事情好像那个祝福就会失去。
When you do that, a lot of blessings are lost.
也许就在这么小的事情上。
And it can happen on a small thing like that.
后来我想了一下。
So I gave him a thought.
我说真的做错了。
Yes, I was wrong.
到店员那里去。
So I went to the waitress.
跟他讲说对不起，他超过十二岁了。
And informing her that she actually is older than 12.
弟兄姐妹，也许我们说在日常生活里面有太多好像是非常小的事情。
And you know, in our daily living, there are so many trivial things like this.
我们也常常自己来说服我们的良心。
And sometimes we even try to persuade or convince our conscience.
但是这边告诉我们要存一个无亏的良心。
But here it says you need to have a good conscience.
他在这边十八节讲到说，我儿提摩太啊，我照从前指着你的预言将这命令交托你，叫你可以打那美好的仗。
And here it says, Timothy, my son, I give you this instruction in keeping with the prophecies once made about you, so that by following them you may fight the good fight.
当我们想到说要给他一个命令啊，要他知道说怎么打那个美好的仗。
And when we try to entrust somebody with the responsibility to fight a good fight,
那应该有好多好多真理的教导。
And you thought I need to teach him about all the truth.
要怎么来装备他来打仗。
I need to equip this person so that he can fight.
但保罗讲完这一句呢，十九节他说长存信心和无亏的良心。
But after he instructed him, he was said, holding on to faith and a good conscience.
今天讲到属灵的征战。
So when we talk about the spiritual battles,
他说到信心还有无亏的良心。
He talked about two things. One is to have faith and a good conscience.
他说有人丢弃良心，就在征道上如同船破坏了一般。
And some have rejected these, and so have shipwrecked their faith.
信心好像是船上装的那个货。
Faith is like the cargo on a ship.
那良心好像那一艘船。
And conscience is just like the ship.
船如果破了洞。
If the ship shipwrecked,
这样信心它就流失掉了。
It's like you have a hole, a breakage, then you will lose gradually the faith.
有很多时候，也许我们觉得信心软弱。
And many times you may say, "Oh, I have a weak faith."
也许我们也想尽办法祷告啊，追求。
And we try every way to pray hard to pursue the Lord.
但弟兄姐妹，也许我们在很多小事上没有注意。
But the problem is maybe we ignore a lot of little details.
我们的船其实破了洞。
And maybe our ship is full of little holes.
我们里面没有一个好的良心。
If we don't have a good functional conscience.
我们为着自己的利益。
If we for our own benefit.
或者任何其他的原因。
Or any other reasons.
我们不敢真实的来面对神。
We cannot face God truly and honestly.
我们也对人的时候，我们有许多的遮蔽。
And also, we will try to hide from people.
他这边告诉我们，存着信心和无愧的良心。
But here is holding on to faith and a good conscience.
哦，是讲到那一个征战，要打那美好的仗。
In order to fight the good fight.
所以我们就知道良心何等的重要。
Therefore, we know a good conscience is very important.
我们向着神有没有一个清洁无愧的良心？
Do we have a good and clean conscience?
我们对人有没有一个无愧的良心？
To God and to man.
我们之前也讲到说，我们认自己的罪，神是信实是公义的。
We share about this before. If we confess our sin, God is righteous and just.
那他要赦免我们的罪，他洗净我们一切的不义。
He will forgive us our sins and purify us our transgressions.
我们不只向神。
Not only toward God.
我们愿不愿意？很多时候，我们真实的来到人的面前，我们来面对我们里面的亏欠。
Are we willing to come truthfully and honest to people?
有一次，有一个牧师，他跟我讲一件事情。
A pastor shared with me this once.
啊，他讲到说，很多年他跟他的儿子的关系，其实呢都是很不好的。
He said his relationship with his son was not good for many years.
有一次，他真的来到神的面前。
And one time he really brought this issue to God.
圣灵也光照他。
The Holy Spirit enlightened him.
哦，真的是在他孩子小的时候。
They point out to him when his son was young.
啊，有一次他里面不知道为什么，就说哪一件事，他就非常的愤怒。
That he was very angry for whatever reason that time.
啊，其实他是错怪他的儿子。
But actually he rebuked his son wrongly.
所以他骂他儿子，那次很伤他儿子的心。
And his rebuke that time really hurt his son.
这事情过了好多年了。
And this thing has passed for a long time.
当圣灵在他里面光照。
When the Holy Spirit enlightened his heart.
他讲到他良心里面就是有一个那个亏欠。
Suddenly, he felt there is conviction in his conscience.
所以他愿意面对他的儿子。
Therefore, he was willing to face his son for that.
他向他儿子道歉。
And he apologized to him.
哦，那一次真的是爸爸不对。
He said, that incident, I was wrong.
他的儿子也承认。
And his son, admitted that.
那一件事情对他有很大的影响。
That particular instance has big impact on him.
啊、但是那一次呢，他们有一个非常美好的交通。
But that day they had a great fellowship.
那一个和好，改变了以后他们很多日子的关系。
Then their relationship were restored, and that really changed their future relationship.
弟兄姐妹，存着无愧的良心。
Oh, dear brothers and sisters, we need to have a good conscience.
在我们生活中，也许是很小的事情上。
Many things can be very trivial.
求主保守我们。
May the Lord keep us.
不叫这个船它有破洞。
Do not allow our ship of faith has holes.
不叫真实的信心流失。
So that we don't lose our faith.
不叫神的祝福流失。
Do not lose the blessings from God.
我们要把这些洞给补起来。
We need to amend all those holes.
第三个，他讲到无为的信心。
And thirdly, a sincere faith.
在提摩太后书第一章第五节
First Timothy chapter 1 verse 5 says
保罗讲到说想到你心里无为之信
Sorry, Second Timothy chapter 1 verse 5 Paul says I have been reminded of your sincere faith
那这一个无为之信呢是在提摩太身上
And that faith was on Timothy
保罗说这信是先在你外祖母罗以和你母亲有尼基心里的
And Paul says which first lived in your grandmother Lois
那现在是在你的心里
and your mother Eunice and now it's in you
我们知道提摩太他是父亲是希腊人
and we all know Timothy's dad was a Greek
他母亲是犹太人
and his mother was Jew
所以他母亲跟外祖母都是信主的
and therefore his mother and his grandmother are believers
那保罗写提摩太后书已经是他最后一封书信
And this is the last letter written by Paul, 2 Timothy.
那时候他又被下到地牢的里面。
And he was arrested and placed in dungeon.
那个时候保罗他即将要殉道。
And at that time, Paul was about to be martyred.
保罗也讲到说在那个时候亚细亚的人都离开了他。
And he talked about how all the people in Asia left him.
他自己马上就要殉道了。
And he was about to be martyred.
那整个外面你看见亚细亚的这些众教会他们也遇到了这么大的试炼
And outwardly, churches in Asia were tested.
很多的人离开了他
And the end result, many people left Paul.
但是提摩太他有一个无为的信心
Yet Timothy has this sincere faith.
他就一直跟着保罗
So he kept by Paul's side.
那弟兄姐妹，这无为的信心是真正的信心。
A sincere faith is a true faith.
今天我们在末后世代遇到更多的征战。
And in the end days, we encounter many battles.
我们求主把这样的一个信心赐给我们。
And we pray the Lord give us a faith like that.
很多时候我们不晓得我们自己实际的情形。
And many times we really don't know ourselves.
在环境好的时候也许你觉得说我是有信心的
And when the situation is good you feel that yes I have faith
像彼得
Just like Peter
他曾经讲到说他愿意为主舍命
And he boldly said that I'm willing to die for you Lord
别人会跌倒我不会跌倒
Others may fail but I will never
我愿意为主舍命的
Because I'm willing to lay down my life for you
他很有自信心
He was very confident
但是那一个时候他三次不认主
Yet what happened to him? He denied the name of the Lord 3 times
他完全伏在主的面前
And he completely surrendered himself
这是他真实的光景
Knowing that was his true self
他是没有真正的信心的
Which is without faith
主在从灰尘中好像把他提拔起来
And the Lord lift him up from ashes
有一个真正的信今天能够在他的里面今天这个信呢主也赐给我们
And therefore a true faith was brought up in him Today the same faith has been given to us by the Lord
有一个真诚的信心
A sincere faith
那这一个真的信今天我们需要来到神的面前
And this takes us to come to the Lord
承认我们的软弱
Confessing that we are weak
承认我们的无有
That we are nothing
弟兄姐妹我们说主啊求你把这一个信赐给我们
Oh brother and sister We need to ask the Lord to give us a true faith like that
让主他充满在我们的里面
Let the Lord fill our hearts
让主他在我们里面做何等奇妙的工作
And let the Lord does wonderful work in our lives
除去所有虚假的
Do away all the falsehood, all the fakeness
除去所有掺杂的
All the mixed
叫我们里面向着神有一个那样坚定的信心
Instead help us to fasten our faith in the Lord and toward the Lord
我们的主他是我们信心创始成终者
Because he is the author and perfecter of our faith
在主以外我们天然生命里面没有真实的信心
Aside from The Lord, we have no true faith in our flesh.
愿主来吸引我们。
May the Lord draw us close.
那这个信心也讲到真实我们的信仰。
And this faith is also what we believe in.
提摩太前书第六章第十二节。
First Timothy chapter 6 verse 12 says,
保罗告诉提摩太，你要为真道打那美好的仗。
Fight the good fight of the faith.
所以中文讲到真道。
In the Chinese translation, the word faith is truth.
那它原来的意思就是信仰。
But its original context should be faith.
那今天在属灵征战的里面。
Now we are in the spiritual battle.
他要我们持定永生。
And Paul wants to take hold of the eternal life.
那我们说在这一个真实的信心的里面。
And in the true faith,
我们能够做那美好的见证。
We can be the good witnesses.
这是我们的信仰。
And this is our faith.
我们的主他是为我们信心创始成终的耶稣。
Our Lord is the author and perfecter of our faith.
今天求主把这个无为的信真的是赐给我们。
May the Lord give us this sincere faith.
保守我们。
And keep us for that sake.
我们认识所有命令它终极的目的是爱。
We need to understand the goal of all the commandments is love.
那这个爱是从清洁的心。
A love from a pure heart.
无愧的良心。
A good conscience.
无为的信心生出来的。
A sincere faith.
那这讲到我们属灵的实际。
And these are spiritual reality.
弟兄姐妹，我们就在主面前实在是求主帮助我们。
So we ask the Lord to help us.
我们何等需要圣灵在我们里面来加我们力量。
How we need to be strengthened by the indwelling Holy Spirit.
让这个爱今天在我们的身上那么真实的能够彰显出来。
So this love can be manifested through us truly.
求主给我们一个单纯的心。
May the Lord give us a pure heart.
我们来到主面前，我们是不是从心里面能够这么的说，主啊，除你以外在天我还有谁呢？
Are we truly able to say,Aside from you, whom do I have in heaven?
是一个单纯的心。
A pure heart.
是一个最真实我们里面的发表。
A true reflection of our inner life.
主啊，除你以外。
Oh Lord, aside from you.
在地上我们也没有所爱慕的。
And I have no other desires on earth.
哦，愿主夺我们的心来归给他。
May the Lord captivate our hearts for Him.
他是我们的主。
He is our Lord.
他是我们的神。
And He is our God.
他是我们何等亲爱的朋友。
And He is our dear friend.
在今天我们人生的路上。
And in our life's journey.
哦，主一路与我们同行。
He walks with us.
他与我们同在。
And He is with us.
他在我们的里面，他要吸引我们。
And He is inside of us, drawing us close to Him.
求主帮助我们。
Oh Lord, help us.
有一颗清洁的心。
To have a pure heart.
有一个无愧的良心。
To have a good conscience.
有一个无为的信心。
To have a sincere faith.
他呼召我们。
He is calling us.
要面对末后世代许多的征战。
To face many spiritual battles in the end days.
是的，他打完了美好的仗。
Yes, Paul has fought the good fight.
他把那个棒子他传递给提摩太。
And he passed the baton to Timothy.
今天一棒一棒也传递到我们的身上。
And one after the other, now we're holding onto the baton.
我们求主不叫他在我们身上遇见失败。
Oh Lord, do not encounter failure on us.
求主得着我们。
Instead, obtain us.
弟兄姐妹，我们愿意一同来到主的面前。
Dear brothers and sisters, we want to come into His presence.
我们唱一首诗歌，除你以外。
Let's sing this hymn together, aside from you.
可能是从我们心的深处，我们来唱这样的诗歌。
Let us sing it from the depth of our heart.
一个真诚的心，我们来唱这样的诗歌。
With a pure heart, let us sing this hymn together.
真的除他以外。
Aside from you,
在天上我们没有其他的。
Whom have I in heaven?
在除他以外。
And aside from you,
在地上我们没有所爱慕的。
I have not desired anything else on earth.
只有他是我们的一切。
Only you are everything to us.
愿主来祝福我们。
May the Lord bless us.
Thank you.